Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Paige Perspective Podcast. I'm your host, Paige Sandgren, an athlete, business owner, science nerd, and someone who's no longer afraid to tell you the truth, even if it's painful. In this podcast, we bring you insight on human behavior, self-improvement, fitness research, and most importantly, perspective. If you can change your perspective, you can change your life. That's what I've done, and that's what I know you can do too. Stress. I want to talk about stress today. So this is a big issue. Why? Because it contributes to our stories. We say that we are too busy. We didn't get enough sleep to go to the gym. We are too stressed about getting that promotion at work or finishing everything on time and having our boss yell at us or getting an A on a paper, whatever it is. We're stressed. And that's understandable. It happens. It's a defense mechanism. Your body is telling you that you might be feeling pain. You need to do something and take action or change, or else you might feel pain soon. And so that's why you feel like anxious almost. But when you feel stressed, you get stuck in your own head and it compounds because that's all you can think about. If I tell you not to worry, that's the only thing you're going to be able to do, right? So you have to figure out a way in your own mind to backtrack and to get yourself out of this. And so this is what I do in my program as well. I help women get out of this, but you have to do it on your own to start. You have to be the one to actually ask yourself these questions. I help you shift your perspective with a certain, like, actual list of questions. So when you're feeling really stressed and you hate your life and you come home and your kids are screaming and you're in a fight with your partner and you're late on rent or whatever it is, and you look in your cabinet and you see a bag of chips and they look so good and you're like, oh, thank God. And then you just start eating them, and before you know it, they're all gone. And you felt great while you ate them, but now you're still late on rent. You're still in a fight with your partner. You didn't communicate properly. Your kids are still going crazy. And now you feel guilty that you ate a bag of chips. And that didn't help at all. But we're looking for that short-term instant gratification. And it doesn't pull you out. It doesn't fix anything. It doesn't prevent stress because you're taking the wrong action. You're trying to avoid it. What you need to do is focus on it. I know it's ironic, focus on stress. But focus in the form of taking action so you're not stressed anymore. I tell you, whenever you are in this mindset, what's the worst thing that could happen? And I want you to ask yourself, flip, what emotion are you feeling right now? And then flip it. What if you were feeling the opposite emotion? What would you need to do in order to feel the opposite emotion? There's always an option, a way to take action to get yourself out of it. Maybe you just need more sleep. Maybe you aren't standing up for yourself in front of others, a family, friends, whatever, because you want them to like you. You don't want them to judge you. You don't want to make them upset. You want to spend time with them. And so you can't say no when they ask you to hang out or whatever, even if you're sacrificing sleep. And then you wake up, you're tired, and you can't execute. And, you know, you don't get a promotion at work, late on rent. It all ties in. You're not actually taking time to think and de-stress. You're not actually thinking about what you need to do. If you really don't want to be stressed anymore, if you really don't want to feel pain anymore, I mean, it's always going to happen. It's all relative. Like, pain is all relative. Like, a millionaire could be stressed about having his car towed, and someone could be stressed about just becoming homeless. Like, it's all relative. But still, as far as food goes and cravings go, there's a way out of that. You need to identify, though, that you are feeling stressed and what it is and why and how you got there and how long you've been feeling like that for. And what if you didn't feel like that anymore? What would that mean? What would you need to do to get to that point? and then you know. And it makes you feel a little better knowing that. But if you just keep thinking, oh, I'm so stressed, and you just keep eating and pushing the problems under the rug, and it's not going to solve anything. So move into the stress, look it dead in the eye, figure out what it is, figure out how to fix it. Don't let it control you. Don't let it make you more stressed. This thought alone should make you feel a little liberated, a little bit of relief. Because there is a way out. There is a way to smile amidst all the adversities. So that's all I have for you today. And keep looking up. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Please like and subscribe if you have not already. Also, please leave a review. I want to hear what you have to say. Whether it's good or bad, I want to make this podcast the best one possible, and I want to help you in as many ways as possible. So thank you, and have an amazing day, everyone.